This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Austin is known for a lot of things, but great fall foliage is not one of them. Until this year. In fact, the leaves have been so colorful that a listener asked AT Explained why. So KUT's Mose Bouchel joined him for a little walk. They went outside to enjoy the scenery. But if you listen closely, you might also hear the answers to his question.
This one is really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We should walk down here a little bit and have a look at it.
It was a gorgeous fall morning when I met our question asker, Doug Addison, in front of Temple Beth Israel on Shoal Creek Boulevard.
Just enjoying the trees here on the grounds of the temple and then also along the banks of Shoal Creek.
And the creek here still has some water in it after all that rain we got this fall.
It had been cold the night before, but as we walked, the sun started to warm us. It was one of those mornings when you're not sure if you need your jacket or not.
Yeah. Gonna zip it up because we're heading into the shade and the breeze.
As we walked, the leaves did not disappoint.
That one's a nice orange and yellow color with its brother next door with still some green on it.
There's also a surprising amount of red.
And so do you know what kinds of trees these are that you're looking at?
I can't really tell what that one is.
It could be, you know, some trees lend themselves to colors more than others.
Sure,
but
sure. I know, I think the elms are really supposed to be doing well with the color this year. But it just seems like all over town, all the trees are getting in on the act. You know, in my 24 years in Austin, I have not remembered quite such vibrant fall colors. And I just wondered what factors contributed to that.
Okay, so now is the part where I usually call up an expert and try to get answers. But the thing is, Doug thought he kind of probably knew the answers. I did too, and maybe you do. So instead of doing this the normal way, when I edited the tape of this walk, I put hints in there, pointing to those answers. Now, what we're going to do is rewind the tape. And we'll listen again. Yes, this time we'll listen along with an expert. And with her help, all should be made clear. Let's go.
Just enjoying the trees here on the grounds of the temple and then also along the banks of Shoal Creek.
And the creek here still has some water in it after all that rain we got this fall.
Stop. Stop.
This is our expert. Her name is April Rose. She's the Urban Forest Health Coordinator for the City of Austin. And she says that fall rain I mentioned, almost 16 inches just in September and October, has something to do with all these colors.
So our trees were very well nourished with water, and that definitely helped them retain their leaves long into the fall when often some of the leaves might have already been dropping.
Why does that matter? Well, let's go back to our walk. It had been cold the night before, but as we walked, the sun started to warm us. It was one of those mornings when you're not sure if you need your jacket or not.
Yeah. Gonna zip it up because we're heading into the shade and the breeze.
Wait a minute.
That's right, the cold is another hint. More trees kept their leaves into cold temperatures that came earlier this year.
And so they were keeping their leaves longer. And so as the temperatures dropped and the chlorophyll, the green pigment, started to break down from the lower temperatures, the leaves didn't fall just yet. And the orange and yellow were able to kind of really shine through before the leaves are going to fall off shortly.
Some even say that juxtaposition between warm days and cold nights that I noticed with Doug also helps bring out the color. But back to our walk.
It could be, you know, some trees lend themselves to colors more than others.
Sure,
but
sure.
Hold on.
I know, I think the elms are really supposed to be doing well with the color this year.
Stop right there.
Here's the last part. It comes down to Austin's tree diversity.
I agree that I've seen that the elm trees have been producing yellow, really brilliant yellow fall color for a couple of weeks now.
But she says there are also a lot more different kinds of trees in Austin than there used to be, each with their own colors. That might be the last reason for this beautiful symphony of foliage.
I mean, I look at trees all day, every day, and I am also overwhelmed this year by the brilliance and diversity of colors. Like, it's very spectacular this year.
All the trees are getting in on the act.
So get out and enjoy, because there's no telling when we'll get another show like this one. Moses Bouchel, KUT News.
Much more on our AT Explained project at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there, or you can ask your own question. That's at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.